Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. South Bend schools are looking towards updating their code of conduct, with a step being taken to gain community input. This code is updated every few years as it's meant to address challenges in a post-COVID world while battling new technology. To avoid subjectivity, the code of conduct aims to outline the rules so everyone is consistently meeting expectations. This is meant to act as a blueprint for parents, teachers, and students to better understand where actions can lead and is still in just the planning phase. A 10-year-old boy is accused of stealing a vehicle and then crashing into a retention pond just south of South Bend. South Bend police say the boy allegedly stole a family member's SUV. After committing a hit-and-run near the former Oak and Bucket, the boy traveled outside of city limits into St. Joseph County, hitting a mailbox near Fellows and Jackson. An officer tried to stop the vehicle, but the car veered off, driving across the grass before ending in a retention pond. The boy was taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries after exiting the vehicle on his own. Westbound traffic was briefly shut down for 2 hours as emergency crews responded to a crash involving a minivan and a box truck on the Indiana Toll Road near mile marker 77 last night. The truck and van collided around 8 p.m. Police say that two people in the minivan were injured in the crash, with one person being ejected from the vehicle. Both victims were taken to Memorial Hospital. The extent of their injuries is unclear. State regulators reached a settlement agreement last week with Landmark Recovery that could allow those troubled recovery centers to get recertified. Landmark had to close its treatment centers after the Indiana Department of Family and Social Services revoked the facility's state certifications. That was after St. Joseph County Police documented over 24 incidents at the Mishawaka facility, including 3 death investigations, overdoses, rape cases, along with other forms of violence and sexual assault. The St. Joseph County Department of Health says that if you traveled to the Children's Museum of Indianapolis for the solar eclipse on April 8th, you were possibly exposed to a person with measles. Health officials say that there are currently no confirmed measles cases in St. Joseph County. However, those who traveled to Indy for the eclipse should be aware of the possible exposure. A long-standing building on the 2600 block of Main Street in Edwardsburg will soon be demolished and get a new purpose. Many remember it as an old gas station, most recently being an antique store, but it's been vacant for years, turning into a safety hazard and now a topic of concern for those nearby. However, it won't be as easy as just tearing the building down. That's because officials realize the extensive contamination due to it being a former gas station. Underground fuel tanks need to be removed for it to be marketable. Tarek Skubal struck out 9 over 6 scoreless innings. Mark Canha and Parker Meadows homered, and the Detroit Tigers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 7-1 last night. The Tigers improved to 9-3 on the road this season. Max Kepler had 2 hits and 3 RBIs in his return from the injured list, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Chicago White Sox 7-0. Blanked for the 8th time this season and once in each series, Chicago has lost 10 of 11. The White Sox fell to 3-19, the worst record in the majors. The South Bend Cubs begin a week-long homestand against Quad Cities tonight at Four Winds Field. The Cubs beat Quad Cities on opening day, but since that point, the two teams have gone in opposite directions. Quad Cities is a league-best 11-4 and have won 9 of their last 10 games. South Bend is 4-11 but is coming off the season finale win over the Beloit Skycarp this past weekend. You can hear the game tonight starting at 6:45 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. The Knicks, Cavaliers, and Nuggets all went up 2-0 in their first-round NBA playoff series. New York beat Philadelphia 104-101. Cleveland topped Orlando 96-86. Denver's Jamal Murray hit the game-winner at the buzzer to beat the Lakers 101-99. In the NHL, Toronto evened their series against Boston at a game apiece with a 3-2 win last night. Carolina is up 2-0 on the Islanders after winning 5-3. Vegas took Game 1 against the West top seed Dallas 4-3. Edmonton beat Los Angeles 7-4 in that series opener.
Cloudy skies today with off and on chances of rain, especially middle part of the day with a high of 60. I'm WSBT 22 Chief Meteorologist Carrie Pujo.